Good evening. Oh, there we go. I like when I say that and they actually quiet down, that my children should be that obedient. Would like to welcome everyone to this afternoon's study session for the Mesa City Council for Monday, September 26th, 2011. I will begin by reviewing tonight's regular council meeting agenda. So page 2, items 3A through 3D. Oh, and before we go, I'm sorry. I'd like to excuse Councilmember Richens, who's out of town, and Councilmember Higgins?
Yes, Mayor.
Ah, wait. Where is she? Who's joining us on the phone? Thank you. Yes. I was not informed of that, so I'm glad to hear you. At least I think you're on the phone.
Yes, I am on the phone.
Okay. Item or page 3, items 3E through 4A. 4B through 4F, 4G through 4J, 4K through 6A. Was 6A pulled or continued?
Yes,
it was continued,
yes,
was it not?
Yes, it was supposed to be pulled because we have to reintroduce the ordinance.
That's right, because you had to make those changes. Right, I'm glad you caught that. Thank you.
Upstairs.
Okay, so remove 6A. Thank you, Councilman Kavanaugh. I forgot about that. And 6B through 7A. Just very quickly, Mr. Wesley, because I have to admit, I sort of miss this. The reason for the Ruby Auto Park subdivision plat changes are?
Yes, Mayor and Council, in the northwest corner of that auto park, they have the auto repair facility, and they split that off as a separate tract, and so okay. That we had to provide an actual public street instead of the private drive that connected back there, so that resulted in the plat.
Right, so that was part of the original. That was part of the lot.
Was the same, the separate ownership.
Lot two. So they just split that one facility off.
Yes.
Okay.
The road now is private.
Public. Correct.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Alrighty.
Mayor, quick question.
Yes, Council Member Higgins.
Item 6A.
Item 6A.
What were the
yes.
changes that required that to be pulled?
Mr. Wesley, you want to explain that?
Mayor and Council, as we took a final look at the ordinance that was drafted, we found a couple of technical errors in the language that needed to be corrected, and that's why it got pulled. Nothing substantive about the case, just need to make sure the ordinance is correct.
All right, thank you.
Okay. All right. Hear reports on meetings or conferences attended. Councilman Glover.
This last Saturday, I had a District 4 pancake breakfast, and there's a few people that I want to thank. First and foremost, my assistant Katie, for all her hard work in helping me get it organized. And then Dina Boland and the fire department staff for all the organization and making the event so successful. They were a well-oiled machine. They have it down to a science, and so they are great people to have on your side. And a special thank you to all the city staff from Transportation, Arts Center, Mesa PD, Crime Prevention, Utilities Development and Sustainability, Parks and Rec, and Neighborhood Outreach. And I'm looking forward to the next event in spring, so thank you.
Okay, thank you. Anything else? Vice Mayor.
Mayor, I attended the Board of Directors meeting of the Regional Public Transit Authority. We continue to work on the single executive between Valley Metro Rail and the RPTA. I think that would be not only a tremendous cost-saving measure, but it will also improve the efficiency and operations of both those organizations by having one person in charge. Also, as a point of personal privilege, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to my wife today, who's, I think she's 29 again.
29 again?
Yeah, yeah.
That's Chick-fil-A. Amazing.
Chick-fil-A tonight?
No. No, I'm going to have to step it up.
Oh.
Chick-fil-A, she likes that, but we're going to have to step it up a little bit for that one. Thank you.
What's the next level up from Chick-fil-A? Well, instead of the drive-through, they're going in.
Oh,
they're going to sit. They're going to sit inside.
Peppermint milkshake.
That's it.
She loves those, actually. You know, there you go.
She does. That's where I always see her.
Okay, she likes that place.
Okay. All right. Well, wish her a happy birthday.
I shall.
Happy birthday. And happy birthday to my neighbor, Wes McClure. None of you know, but he's a great guy, and it's his birthday today, too. So since we're wishing birthday
Why not?
Wishes, and he will not be going to Chick-fil-A.
Neither will my wife.
Okay. I'd also like to, two things that we happened, that I had the privilege, after going to Councilmember Glover's breakfast, I had the honor of representing the city, along with our police department, who showed up in mass, did a great job at Officer Mark Kelly's services on Saturday. Great loss. What an inspiration he was to us during his battle with ALS, and it was a very moving. What a legacy he leaves to us. So thank you to the. And I'll tell you, the great thing about that is not only the legacy that Mark left, but to see how city employees rallied around one of their own. And, you know, to hear the family talk about the support that they received from their fellow police department and people in the city they didn't even know was really moving. So, you know, I don't want to say it's a tragedy, but, you know, it's you never want to lose someone who's that young. But, you know, the example that he gave and the legacy that he left is going to have a lasting impact on a lot of people. And it made me proud to represent the city and say that, you know, he was one of ours. And the people who supported the family were members of our family. And that's one of my great privileges is to work with city staff and really high-quality people, and that shone through and was demonstrated again during those services. So thanks to all, and our thoughts and prayers go out to the Kelly family. Appreciate that. The other thing is today we had a big announcement out at the Gateway Board meeting, the Phoenix Mesa Gateway Airport. Number one, we sort of had an informal groundbreaking. I guess we don't turn dirt anymore. For the next terminal expansion, the next to last. This is a terminal expansion that will start right now and will expand our capabilities. We also received word that the FAA had approved funding for the final expansion, over $6 million. So that will now start to take place. And right as we roll out of this expansion, we'll move right into the final expansion. When I say the final expansion, once we expand and go to 10 gates, which is what the funding that was approved today will take us to, we're out of room. So we now have to really start thinking about what we're going to do over on the east side of the airport, because I guarantee you the way we're going, we're growing out of this space. And that's just amazing to see how in a little over 3 years of scheduled service, we've actually are on the verge of maxing out our space, which no one anticipated. That's a great problem to have. Still a problem, but it's a great problem to have. So that was good. And then the other thing is Allegiant announcing service to Las Vegas from Gateway Airport, which is something I know a lot of people have said. Now that you've asked for it, you need to show up and buy tickets. But that's a big change, because Allegiant's business plan has been to fly to secondary cities out of Gateway and to, you know, off city. Now, this is a direct shot from a major city to a major city. We hope, and I think we'll make that route a success. $29, I understand, the fares are going to be one way. Leaves a lot of extra money to leave at the casinos in Vegas, which I'm sure you will do. But that's okay. Fly, take that trip, and let's support that route so we can show that we can be successful there.
And remember, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
I have no personal experience with that, but I'm sure that you are speaking from that, so that's okay. How are the Chick-fil-A's in Vegas? Yeah. Chick-fil-A's pretty good in Vegas.
I am the mayor of Vice.
The mayor of Vice. Okay. Mr. Brady.
Just a reminder, we have a study session this Thursday, and so we'll see you then at 7:30. Thank you.
Okay. Councilmember Higgins, anything else?
No, Mayor.
Okay. I have a motion to adjourn from the Vice Mayor, second Councilmember Kavanaugh. All in favor say aye.
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 We are adjourned. We'll see you upstairs. Thank you.